The TNT Shop has great gift ideas for your furry family member. And we don't mean your Aunt Dolores.
You stink!
The TNT Shop has it all. At TNTRadio.live. Kate Shimarani on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
I'm Kate Shimarani, your natural nurse in a toxic world, on this day, the 17th of March. Hallelujah. Spring is here. All is well. All is going to be well. You just need to keep telling yourself that. Well, you're with me for the next hour, and we're going to just, you know, slide in slowly. It's a Sunday morning. So for all of you out there in the Natural Nurse Army and the seamen in the Natural Nurse Navy, you know who you are. And we love a good seaman, us girls, let me tell you. And I did that joke last week. It is with musical chairs. I'm here on a Sunday again, which is where I started on TNT. So I will go over things because there'll be new people who haven't heard me or seen me before. If you've seen me, I'm having a bad hair day. But, you know, I'm keeping it real. So, look, folks, if you're in the Natural Nurse Army and you've listened to me before, you know you are what you eat. Today's food becomes tomorrow's cells, and no amount of exercise or prescription medication are an offset for a poor diet. And it's going to get you in the end. And I'm going to, first of all, spend this first bit of the show going through what's in the press, because I will tie it together nicely for you. And I want to finish always with health information and what's good. So I will get on to all of that. But for those of you who don't know me and you're just seeing me, not looking my best this morning, but trust me, I don't care, because I'm created in the Lord's image. So to criticize me would be to criticize the Lord's creation, and I'm not doing it. Anyway, what happened to me is I'm 58 years old and I'm a nurse. I'm not a registered nurse anymore because I told them to shove that one up the NMC's behind. That's the board, because I don't want to kill people. And I wasn't complying to all their nonsense. And I was MC at the rallies, and then I got convicted in a court and became a criminal. I then was put on a list saying I'm a danger to children and vulnerable adults. Yeah, oh, they really go for you. But you know what? If you stay in righteousness, you're always okay. All will be well. I have four wonderful grown-up children ranging from 21 to 25. I have four cats. One of them is a nightmare. Fat Gloria has just broken two ornaments in one day. And I have my two beloved chihuahuas. Now, I was diagnosed with a very aggressive, lobular invasive grade 3 breast cancer 12 years ago, over 12 years ago now. And following surgery, I declined chemotherapy, radiotherapy, tamoxifen and Zoladex, even though three independent studies stated that if I did everything on the menu, I had a 20% chance of surviving 2 years and zero for surviving five. So after the surgery, I said, I was at the London Clinic, you know, the posh one where all the royals are meant to have gone. They seem to be disappearing out the back door. I left that on day two instead of day seven, and I embarked on therapies that I'm going to talk about later. Now, I'm not telling you to do it. It's up to you what you do. You can cartwheel around the living room with the advice that I give out about health. And the rest of what I give out is just for information purposes only. If you've got any health issues, always do go and see your doctor. Don't stop taking your prescription meds without discussing it with them. But do use the devil's tool, Google, Dr. Google, and research all your drugs and everything else, and go in there forearmed. Because let me tell you, doctors don't always read studies. Your GPs don't. And they're looking at a system when they tap on the keys when you go in with your symptoms, and they have to prescribe drugs. As comes down from the governing authorities, it's not about their decisions anymore. So you need to really get with it. And that's why you're here today listening to me. So let's just talk quickly about what's been in the press. Well as the embryos and the eggs going missing out of the fertility clinics. Yes, all of these people having a fertility clinic in the NHS, and it's not just people that are choosing to have IVF, it's people that are having oncology treatment that are going to render them infertile. they would choose to have all their eggs harvested first. And my daughter was booked in and offered that 7 days after she was going home. They'd already made the appointment and she declined. And I will bring you up to date with my daughter as well. She's doing well, folks. So let's look at what else. They're going missing. Call me a tin hat conspiracy theorist. But, you know, if you believe in black market organ donor, and we know that's actually true, what about embryos? What about eggs? Have you Googled Spermageddon? Nobody's tadpoles are fertilizing any eggs anymore. Infertility is exploding as the birth rate is plummeting, as men's sperm is no longer able to swim, make it through to fertilize an egg. And it's incredible. And that's before we get onto the erection dysfunction, because you know I like to talk about erectile dysfunction. You should have pole vaulted out of the bathroom this morning, and you will be doing by the time you've joined me every week. So what is happening to these? And just going around the world with the birth rate plummeting everywhere, in Korea, I can't remember if it's north or south, but the birth rate was something like 0.8. Well, what's that? That's not a whole baby, is it? This is catastrophic. Their depopulation is in full swing. So where's these embryos going? Where are they going? Where are these eggs going? Handmaid's Tale? I'm just saying, call me a conspiracy theorist. So what else is in the press? Oh my gosh, before I get to what's in the press, I have to laugh. Google has just, and YouTube, they are literally having an enema of their own. They're getting rid of absolutely everything off YouTube and off Google that works, everything. And actually, when you go onto the list of banned videos, I roared with laughter. It's on my Twitter feed 4 days ago. I suggest you all get on my Twitter feed at Kate Shimaroni. And you look at that banned list, you'll see that I've got a picture of Jim Carrey saying the truth shall set you free. That banned list is everything that works. So there's your resource right there. Go and get that banned list, download it, and then you know what you've got. And then you can just search for it on all the other search engines while they're there. I would suggest you do it. Let's take a look at our government. When austerity looms, eugenics booms. What have they done, the government? They're decreasing nurses for disabilities, mental health, and community nurses. This is shocking, because what it means is there's no resources for them. And you might think, oh, well, it doesn't really affect me. Well, it might affect you. Don't forget, the things that are likely to affect you in your life are not Klaus Schwab and his skin suit, or any of the World Economic Forum, or anything that's going on there. It will be something that comes on a Thursday afternoon when you're least expecting it, and it will sideblind you. And nothing that is going on in the world is going to be related to what you're going to have to deal with. And this is what you need to focus on here, because you or one of your loved ones might very well come into that. Now, we know that during the unlawful lockup, mental health problems amongst children, I can't remember now, it was so long ago, it's been 4 years, can you believe it, increased by, it was either 400 or 600% in young people. Why is that? Because they're eating more and more and more garbage, and they were told to wear masks, and they were taken away from their friends and everything else. So they're decreasing nurses. And for disabilities. Now, my good friend and my children's godmother was a community nurse. And this is years ago. She was so appalled she couldn't be part of it anymore. So she left. She actually left nursing and retrained to be a bookkeeper. She was one of the best nurses I've ever met. She was incredible, but she left. And she was going in to put people to bed on a late shift. I think her shift ended at 11 or midnight. And she couldn't get around the amount of patients that they gave her. It was an impossibility. And so then the night nurses coming on at like 11, working through the night, were going and putting people to bed at 2 and 3 in the morning. Now, patients who are not incontinent are being left in adult diapers, for want of a better word, and told to just pee in those because there's no one coming to get them up or take them to the toilet. And this is just horrific. It really is. I am going to give you some good stuff. Don't worry. So let's talk about the NHS. 25% of the NHS staff report of they're Asian or Black or another minority ethnicity, compared with 13% of all working age adults in the UK. So why is the NHS employing more Black and Asian? Hang on to that. And before you all start, you know, wriggling in your pants and now she's being racist. No, I'm not. Take a look at my surname. My children are half Middle Eastern. I'm not being racist at all. I'm stating a fact that was reported on by the Nuffield. The Nuffield is a private health hospital. 25% of all staff are Asian, Black, or another ethnic minority. Listen, you don't even need to speak English anymore to get your visa to work in the NHS. I mean, how dangerous is that? You're going to have people who, old people, if they can't speak English, how are they going to communicate their symptoms or whatever's going on? It's just a recipe for disaster, or is it? We'll get on to it. So compared with the 13% of white people. However, these proportions vary considerably by staff group. For example, 39% of nursing staff report being of minority ethnicity. So it's gone up. It's gone up to 39% in only a few months. And the plan is to go up to 2.4 million working in the NHS, that 2.4 million employees working in the NHS by 2036. At the moment, it's the fourth biggest employer in the world. We're a teeny tiny country. How is that even possible? It's a cult. Anyway, the NHS workforce in numbers, the NHS in England directly employs 1.7 million people. Completely unsustainable for pensions. Overseas staff, over a third of NHS nurses, 36% for nurses, 33% for doctors. And the NHS is now greater than a third of all civil servants. Over 40% of our national debt is paying pensions of civil servants. It's going to bankrupt the country. I just want to ask the Tory party, are you buying votes? When they give visas, incidentally, to the overseas nurses and doctors, that visa isn't just for them. It's for their entire family. Isn't it Nigeria where they're allowed to have seven wives, something like that? Imagine all those kids. So they can bring their entire family in. So we saw over, I think it was 120,000 or whatever, but it was more dependents came in with them for our care home staff. But what's happened is a lot of these nurses, when they finally arrive to start their jobs, they're pregnant. So they're going on maternity leave straight away. I'm just telling you the facts here. More than a third of public sector workers now work in the NHS. And this is why Jeremy Hunt gave $3.5 billion in the budget, I reckon, yeah, to buy more voters. That's my opinion. Well, let's talk about that lovely NHS. It was reported in the Daily Fail newspaper that elderly patients are being treated like animals and left to lie in their own urine on overstretched NHS wards, claims probe. For those of you just listening, I'm doing a big stare into the distance here. Oh, hang on a minute. They've just told us how many they've employed. Massive. How come they're overstretched? And don't forget, we saw them all dancing with their very large scrubs squeezed into them during the COVID, doing TikTok videos. So they're left lying in urine in wards. Well, for those of you who are new listening to me, one student nurse who's now having counselling for severe PTSD left nursing after her first year because she saw the patients left lying in urine and faeces. She was told not to touch them, not to give them a drink. And the patients were begging for a drink and she was told no, she couldn't do it. She just held their hands. And then they were given huge doses of morphine and midazolam and they died. So for you nurses, actually, I know the names of those nurses and the hospital and the ward. Horrific. So in the news today, this is a corker, absolute corker. The Sunday Times, whistleblow in the NHS, surgeon wins 400,000 after his life is destroyed. And he's from the Middle East. Manouf Kassem, 63, was left unfit to work by victimization, a tribunal heard. I can tell you right now, just digressing, well, not really. When I worked in the NHS, in my entire working life, it was the most bullying environment I've ever worked in. Nurses were the most bullying to those beneath them. Awful. There were some lovely nurses. I said one in 10 were fabulous. And the rest were rubbish. I said crap, actually. And the NMC had a fit, whatever. But I'd add a couple of zeros onto that crap figure now. Anyway, whistleblowing NHS surgeon wins 400K. He claimed that patients suffered complications, negligence, delayed treatment, and avoidable deaths at North Tees and Hartlepool Trust. He also claimed racism, and he said that all white and Indian doctors were above criticism in the NHS. Now, they died after their surgery, so they get their money for the surgery. And he's talking about the criticism once they've done their surgery. You should be worried here, people. Anyway, listen, we're going to have a word from our sponsors. You are listening to me, Kate Shamarani, natural nurse in a toxic world, medical crimes in tyrannical times for TNT Radio. Get on the shop, get looking, because we're going to start talking really about health and solutions. If you've got any stories you want to send me, it's Kate Shamarani at TNTRadio.live, sliding into your airwaves on a Sunday morning. We'll be back in a tick.
TNT's Jason Allborn.
What that sneaky World Health Organization, that private organization linked to the United Nations, is planning to do to take away yours and my medical sovereignty. Or pretending that they're not going to, of course, because it just so happens that they have got the ability to look into a crystal ball, see around corners, and tell us that there is yet another virus or disease or sickness coming for us, and the only way that we survive it is to do exactly what Tedros tells us to do, even though the man's not even a doctor. Can't even tell his own Ethiopian country on three separate occasions, goodness me, that they have had a cholera outbreak. Cholera characterized by acute watery diarrhea that, if not diagnosed correctly, can result in death. Well, on three occasions, Tedros's answer was, we didn't have good enough testing or testing available, so we didn't really know that it was cholera. That's the guy who's leading the world.
Weekends with Jason Allborn on today's News Talk, TNT.
Our beautiful world is changing, withering, dying by the hands of those who don't value nature, even though we all depend on it for life itself. But there is hope. Together with caring friends, the Nature Conservancy can restore our lands, heal our waters, and save our wildlife with big solutions only nature can provide. But every day we lose more of the places we love, and we urgently need to save endangered lands, waters, and wild species. The actions we take today will determine the tomorrow we leave to our children and grandchildren. The water they drink, the air they breathe, the beauty they experience. To learn more about how you can help protect and conserve our beautiful world, visit nature.org today.
I'm CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Isaac Sanchez, and normally we like to provide you with tips on how to keep yourselves and your family safe during wildfires. But given the historic impacts that the weather has had on our state this year, we would like to provide you with tips on how to keep yourself safe during extreme weather. If you reside in an area susceptible to flooding, please take the necessary steps to prepare to evacuate if advised. Make sure you've identified at least two exit routes out of your neighborhood, as one of them may be blocked or flooded. As the weather develops, remember to check in on vulnerable neighbors and family members. They may need additional time to prepare for evacuation. And just like during a wildfire, if you feel unsafe, please evacuate. You don't have to wait for the order to come. Keep an emergency go bag ready in case you need to evacuate. And always remember to plan for the safety of your pets as well. If you must leave, never drive around roadblocks. It can take as little as 12 inches of water to sweep your vehicle away. And always remember the mantra, turn around, don't drown. Be aware of first responders working in highly impacted areas, especially on the roads. For additional safety tips and updates on CAL FIRE activities, follow us on social media or visit fire.ca.gov. www.cdc.gov.
The Irish government is proposing a law known as the Hate Speech Bill that threatens free speech. This law could have dire consequences for our democracy.
Next month, and then on to the next week.
This law will have uncertain effects on artistic and musical expression.
Please support us.
It could stifle the activity of public campaigning on political and civil issues, and also curtail speech relating to topics about religion, ethnicity, sex, and gender.
You could even be jailed for possessing documents, cartoons or memes on your devices, even if you never read them or intended on sharing them. Mere possession could make you a criminal under this law. Help stop this law. Visit www.freespeechireland.ie/take action to bin the hate speech bill.
While serving in Afghanistan, I was hit by sniper fire. The fighting was so intense, the medevac chopper was barely able to land. In the hospital, I was given a 5% chance to live. It's a good thing math wasn't my best subject. Today, I visit classrooms and share my story. I talk to kids about dealing with life's struggles. I tell them, with a little help and a lot of work, that you can overcome any challenge.
DAV helps veterans like Adam get the benefits they've earned. They help more than 1 million veterans every year in life-changing ways.
I know that some struggles are big and some are small, but they're all struggles, and you have to learn to get through them. With support from DAV, more veterans like me can live their best life. And as a new father, I have one more reason to keep on keeping on. My victory is being there for the next generation.
Adam Alexander, may your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The Net Zero Con will leave millions of citizens dependent on state handouts.
It isn't a theory.
It's an agenda. There is no climate emergency. On air 24/7. This is today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
And you are listening to me, Kate Shimarani, the natural nurse in a toxic world. You are what you eat. Today's food becomes tomorrow's cells, and no amount of exercise or prescription medication are an offset for a poor diet. And I'm so glad you're here. If you're the guys in the chat, thank you for being here. To all the people that email me, I've just got goosebumps, actually, as I've said, email. Some of your emails are just amazing. You know, if I was up my own arse, I'd print them off and put them on the wall, but I'm not. And for others that you contact me to tell me your health story and what you've been through or you're looking for advice, I will get to those that I haven't answered. But, you know, some of you I've answered, for some of you that have complained. I take all of your comments with grace. And I aim to improve because I'm here to serve. What I do in my day job, I have patients all over the world. Actually, I don't like to call them patients because that means to suffer. They're my clients. They're my students. I minister to them. And my aim is to teach them what I learn every single day. I've actually switched it around, but I've got a bookcase full of books. I don't have a telly. Please, somebody tell those wretched licensing people that keep busting my backside. I can't wait till they arrive at the door, though, because I've got this form to hand them where they're going to have to pay me for trespassing on my property. But I'm so grateful for each and every one of you and for all of you that contacted me yesterday, because my telephone number is out there in the public domain, texting me, where are you? Where are you? It's just moved. So let's address that right now. I'm proud to be with TNT. I really am. And I am so grateful to Mike Ryan for giving me the opportunity of another platform to minister what I have learned to all of you, because you're in the Natural Nurse Army. And what you've just heard me say on the first part of the show, it shall not come nigh thee. It's not going to happen to you. Do you know why? Because you're listening to me, and your body is the most remarkable piece of equipment that you can heal. And we're going to go into that in a minute, but let's just go back to TNT. For all those terrible comments that I'm seeing out there on social media, for people that have worked on TNT, and it is a job. You've accepted it. You've accepted the terms and conditions. I'm so blessed to be paid to do a job that I love. I enjoy. I could only dream of being on all the, I'm on three stations now, four. I could only dream of that. So I'm proud to be on TNT. So for people that are bad mouthing it, step aside quietly. Did your mother never teach you? If you can't say anything good, shut your gob. Much as I don't particularly believe in the royals, because I have one king and it's Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, one thing about that Camilla Parker Bowles, who had the affair with the so-called King of England, you know, when he said he wanted to be her tampon, you remember all that with the squidgy gate, the phone calls. But regardless, that woman said nout. She kept her mouth shut. She held her dignity. And years later, she was celebrated when she married him. So that's my advice to people. If you've worked for them and you've taken payment, you don't need to go out there and badmouth a station. You really don't. And I can tell you, I see nothing but professionalism and hard work, absolute hard work. And I was blessed to be invited with a three-day pass to the wonderful Dr. Tess Laurie's Better Way conference. And I dragged along a cameraman with me who is also wonderful. What the F is going on is his channel. And off we went and filmed. And I met Mike and his lovely lady. I met them. They were wonderful. So give it a rest, because they have done musical chairs with me and fitted me back in. So I thank you. And please do, if you like my show, do email the main station and tell them your comments. And big shout out to Mike, because I can tell you, I can't imagine the stress that they are going through with reading things like that when this is their hard work. So shut up, pot up, shut thy bloody mouths, as my mother used to say. Anyway, that's what I'm saying. So I like the fact, so you're in the chat, somebody's saying you must have missed all the drama. Good. Do you know what that is? The drama is gossip. It's gossip. And we're told not to gossip. We should, our word is our weapon. And it's quantum physics, folks. It's a vibration. And it's like a boomerang for you, Aussies. Karma in another part of the world. What you say comes back for you. So you should be really careful about what you say. And, you know, you should always be true to your word. You know, make your word good at all times. Try not, we all do it. Women are the worst. And don't forget, in centuries gone by, they had the scold's bridle. It's like a great big piece of iron that you put over the woman's head. And it had a padlock, so she couldn't speak ill of anybody again. Just like they used to have the chastity belt when the warriors went off to war, they used to put these iron knickers on their missus with a padlock or whatever it was, a key on it, so that she couldn't go and have sex with somebody else. Anyway, there was an African bloke a few years ago. His wife put one on him. The justice of it. But anyway, you know, we should guard what we say. And just going back to that about the knickers, because I wasn't intending to talk about knickers and chastity and actually penises and vaginas. And you know, I like to talk about that because we've all got one. Blokes have got a penis. Women have got a vagina. They're born with that, mostly. You might have anomalies, but it's still XX and XY. It's up to you what you have stitched on, cut off, fashioned out a piece of your colon. I personally don't care. Love and light to all of you. But don't ram it down my throat and don't expect me to believe it. I'm not interested. It's your bag. Or not your bag, or your handbag, or not your handbag. I don't care. But I'm sitting on my biological vagina. And I read, I was listening, I think it was on Instagram. Incidentally, I'm loving Eddie Abu. He does swear, but Eddie Abu, who's currently going around all of the supermarkets, constantly picking up all of the food and saying, this is S-H-I-T. Don't Eat It. I'm just waiting for him to get banned or sued somewhere, but he's got millions of followers. And the funniest thing I saw, and he can say it, we can't say it, but he was going into Marks and Spencer's and he said, I can't film in here, so I'm going in disguise. And he's bald. He's fantastically fit. Amazing man. Won't have supplements, won't have protein shakes or anything else. Whey protein, he's great. Don't forget, loads of whey protein is linked to autoimmune disease. So for all you bodybuilders out there, stop it. Eat real food. But he went into Marks and Spencer's with an Afro wig, some glasses, a fake nose. And he said, I'm incognito. I nearly fell off my chair laughing. I just thought it was so cool that he said it. We can't say it, but I can say I'm a honky. So let's move swiftly on now. But this young guy had said, how could he date? How could he date? He was so sad. He was actually a very handsome young man. He said, I don't want to have my heart broken anymore. He said, people are just not being faithful anymore in relationships, in marriages. They are just not faithful. They're just sleeping with people all around, even though they've got a boyfriend or a girlfriend, having intercourse. We're talking sexual intercourse. We're not talking about climbing into bed and going to sleep here. And he said they're doing it when they're married. And, you know, never has it been easier to cheat because of mobile phones. And it's really sad because it's breaking down that entire foundation of the family. That's what it's doing. That's what adulterate means. It's a word that's used in bakery. It means when you add an ingredient and you ruin the entire mix. So if you've got problems in your marriage, having all your relationship, going off with somebody else is not going to fix it. But to listen to a very handsome young man saying he just can't date anymore, he doesn't want to get hurt anymore, he doesn't want to have to go through this anymore, it's really shocking. So ladies, let's get on to a health thing here. When you have sex with a man, right now, I can tell you, everybody listening to this on the radio, all you fellas out there, your ears have just pricked up, haven't you? Because it's Sunday morning. And for a lot of you, it's the only day you get it. You get your cooked breakfast, you get your newspapers, and it's the day that you get it. We know, which is quite sad because you should be doing it a lot more than that. If you don't use it, you lose it. Best way to keep a taut, tight vagina is by doing it. But with your partner, your husband. But ladies, let's just talk about this because we're doing health. If you're having intercourse, that semen, your body doesn't recognize it. So when it comes in, I bet my little semen, natural nurse, navy bloke's now pricked ears up. This is for you, darling. When you're having intercourse, your body doesn't recognize that semen. So it sets a little bit of an immune response up because it's foreign. That's why your vagina is acidic. Only the sperm swim through the cervix and go into the uterus, not the fluid that they're in. If you injected that into the uterus, it would put the woman into shock. Now, when she has intercourse the next time, the body then drops your immunity because it recognizes it. Semen in your back passage is very toxic. Hate to tell you. Yes, it is. You shouldn't be doing it, girls. That is only 2 cells thick. So it's really toxic. Semen in your stomach, very, very toxic. I don't care, fellas. Say no, girls. No. So look, these are things that you've got to think about. So if you're having sex with lots and lots of different men and you're not using a barrier method and you're using the pill or the injection, the Depo-Provera or these little rods or the coil, whatever, you're going to keep having sex with different men. It's going to keep setting up an immune response. You're going to get an inflamed cervix, inflammation. There's your precursor to cervical cancer right there. Constant inflammation. That whole, oh, there's a virus and you need a HPV vaccine to protect you. And this is the other thing. They're having the HPV vaccine thinking it protects them. There's no evidence that that virus even exists. Go back into the archives of TNT and listen to my show with the amazing BBC producer, Joan Shenton. And her documentary is Sacrificial Virgins. I think it's sacrificialvirgins.org. I'll have a look in the break. But go and listen to the show and I'll get Joan back on. So there it is. There's something you should be thinking about. That's just the physical side. Every time you do that, from a scriptural, from a emotional, from a spiritual point of view, you're tied with that man then. So wouldn't you want to save that for somebody that you love and adore? Shouldn't you be teaching your daughters to abstain until they're in a loving, stable relationship, ideally married? Because they don't teach that in your schools anymore. No, they're teaching toddlers how to enjoy, self-pleasuring. I can't even say it. It's so disgusting. I pulled my kids. I wouldn't let my kids have sex ed in primary school. They don't want to be talking about that. They don't need to. Start parenting your kids. Take it away from the state. Right. So let's get on to disease. Your body is the most remarkable piece of kit. It is the most remarkable vehicle you will ever drive in your life. And you know what? It has the ability to heal everything if you take away the offending things. Now, one of the doctors who was born in the 1800s, and he was a surgeon and practiced from 1918 till 1968, was Dr. Ulrich Williams. And he said, there's only two reasons why you get sick. Two reasons: poor lifestyle choices and unhappiness. Those two reasons, I can tell you, I see constantly in my practice, constantly. Eating rubbish foods. I drove in to get some petrol yesterday, some diesel, and the queue for McDonald's went right out of the car park and right up into the petrol station where I was trying to get in, queuing up for their McDonald's in their cars with their kids. I did think about driving down past the queue with my window open, shouting something, but I didn't in the end. Eating processed food full of sugar, full of salt, full of bad oils that push oxygen away from the cells, breathing rubbish air, drinking rubbish water, alcohol, poor sleep, not getting out in the sun, EMS, and unhappiness. If you are unhappy and doing things in your life that are not making you happy, let me tell you from an emotional point of view what your body will do. It will create an illness to stop you in your tracks. Yes, it does. Isn't that incredible? Anyway, look, word from our sponsors, then I'm going to give you some great advice for the week. Tie into three of my favorite people, because next week, don't forget, I'm bringing you back all of the people that are going to do it. So for those people who say TNT is just all about doom and gloom and robbing what's in the mainstream media and hashing it out, shut up, because I'm not doing that in my show. My show is about, we're not going over there in the devil's domain. We're heading off over here to the most fabulous savage reservation you've ever seen. Join me in a minute, Kate Shimaroni for TNT Radio Live.
She used to dance and dream of a better life, a brighter future, with nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn, to get an education, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, she dances for the world. Together, we give children in poverty a chance to set their sights high and achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more, so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves.
Gracias. Gracias.
Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. Prediabetes does. One in three adults has prediabetes, but with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. And you can change the outcome. Take the 1 minute prediabetes risk test today. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org.
A natural nurse in a toxic world. Kate Shimarani on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Woo, we're back. The last 20 minutes. I am Kate Shimarani for TNT Radio Live. Natural nurse in a toxic world. You can get on my website now, kateshimarani.com. Bear with it because we're just adding more to it and you need to join it for $5.99 a month. I've got to give myself a plug here. But because we've got coffee chat, we're going to be starting the coffee chat in the morning, which is when you log on. It's not on camera, thank goodness, at 6 a.m. GMT, where we're doing our coffee enemas, because I do put a litre of coffee up my behind every morning. It's not instant coffee. It's brewed a certain way. And they were used at the turn of the century. It's a detox. And I love when people mock me for it. Yeah, well, I'm still here, baby, 12 years on, not following your poison, followed my own. Thanks. So here we are, back of the hour. You are what you eat. Today's food becomes tomorrow's cells, and no amount of exercise or prescription medication is an offset for a poor diet. What does that mean? You are what you eat. So if you're eating processed foods and you're not eating fresh fruit and vegetables, they must be organic as best you can, or the clean 15 at least, or the dirty dozen. Take a look, just Google that. When you eat organic foods, they're grown in over 42 minerals in the soil. All of your commercially grown stuff is just in potassium, phosphorus, and nitrogen to make it big and colourful. We have got a gentleman coming on. He was booked, but he got sick. Now he's coming back. So you'll be listening to him soon. Hans talking. He's virtually the world leading authority on biodynamic farming. When you eat commercially grown foods and it's got the little tractor, they spray that food so many times to let it fall, like your wheat, so it saves the blades on the harvesting equipment. You're eating all of those things that mimic estrogen, that make holes in your gut. Look at what's just come out about all the cheese, the rennet. It's GMO. The gates of hell's got their finger in your cheese. So what should you be doing? If you're going to eat cheese, raw cheese, you can find it. So when I say oils, if you're eating all of these foods off the shelves, cakes, pastries, with even going out for food, folks, your McDonald's, even a lot of the restaurants that are using rubbish foods, canola oil, all of these cooking oils, what that does is 50% of the membranes of your cells are made by the oils that you eat. 70% of your brain cells is made from the oils that you eat. If you're eating all those crappy oils, they push oxygen away from the cell. So what happens? Sugar from your foods in the presence of oxygen generates ATP, adenosine triphosphate, gives you energy. So what's going to happen? You're not going to have any energy for a start. You're going to have inflammation. You're going to have a fire going on at a cellular level. How will you know? Your body starts to hurt. Get in tune with your body. I love crisps, potato chips, as they say in America. I can't have them anymore. Makes my joints hurt, really hurt. So as soon as you stop, it takes a few months if you're eating a lot of it to get that out your body. So the oils that you eat, if you're taking a statin, oh my gosh, you're set for dementia. They're the one drug you can literally throw in the bin. So you need to think about good oils. Where do you get good oils? You get them in good foods. Avocados, nuts, seeds. You can have olive oil, cold pressed olive oil, and cold pressed flax oil. These are good oils. You can't eat a lot of that. I only have 1 tablespoon of cold pressed flaxseed oil a day. That's all I have. And these are the good oils. If you wanted to do a bit of fasting, or you wanted to go a little distance before you have your first meal, have 2 tablespoons of cold pressed flax oil and go on a hike. You watch how that keeps you going. On an empty stomach, it's incredible. So this is why I say prescription medication, no amount of prescription medication is an offset for a poor diet. What does prescription meds do? First of all, they don't train doctors in nutrition. They train them to spot a symptom, give you a drug. I'm sorry, but you're pimps. Lately, you've turned into pimps and assassins, including the nurses. The point is, you go in a hospital, look at the food. Look at the food that they're giving the patients. That's not a healing diet. We need healing centers. Food needs to be good to heal the body. You need a certain amount of good protein, good fiber, good fat. Everything we need is here. It's all here. I was looking at rosemary yesterday. Rosemary, you can grow rosemary in your garden. It's antimicrobial. It treats infections. It treats depression. It treats acid reflux. It treats cancer. It's remarkable. You look at oregano, fantastic for clearing infections. Let me just tell you, my daughter, I'm going to just cover my daughter because you are in the Natural Nurse Army. You're my fam. And I just want to say a big thank you yet again to Terry for sending me all of the ozone. I'm going to get him on the show. I can't believe how much she sent me, and I'm just forever, ever grateful. And the hydrogen water bottle. Folks, I'm going to get him on, and you can all get on there. He's an Australian anyway. He's one of you Aussies. My daughter, 4 days before Christmas, was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma B. And I didn't recognize her when I walked in. On day four, she came home against her consent. She had no wristband. She hadn't signed anything. They'd already started her on drugs that was part of a chemo regime. The next couple of days when I got home and those drugs were then stopped, what happened next was terrifying. My ex-husband came over. There was one point I thought we'd lose her. And then you're in that, you know, what do we do here? But I used everything I knew to manage those symptoms. She had to then issue a cease and desist order. She had to complain to the hospital. We're taking it a lot further. She is. She took legal advice. She had to get a psychiatric evaluation done to prove she had capacity. She, you know, we had to pay a consultant for that. Social worker then rang her. They'd booked her into a fertility clinic, as I've already talked about. They wanted to start her on immediately. They'd already started the pre-drugs as part of the chemo. Huge doses of prednisolone. Absolutely huge. Unbelievable for her body weight. I can't believe it. And another drug. What did those two drugs do? Side effects. One of those drugs, when you keep taking it. And they wanted her to carry on every time, every month, a big dose, then tapering off, then a big dose, tapering off. Wipes out the lymphocytes, they're your fighter cells, drops them by 72% very rapidly. Well, what does that do? That's a symptom of lymphoma, isn't it? And it also, the other drug, wiped out the erythrocytes, the oxygen-carrying cells, your red blood cells. Well, what is that then? Isn't that the symptom of lymphoma? You gangsters. And she didn't want to do it. Those drugs, one in five die during the treatment. And then we found other studies showing that, you know, within 2 years, you lose another 50% because of their lymphocytes going so low, and that makes them get loads and loads of infections. She didn't want to do any of it. She came home. And like I say, that doctor tried everything, that consultant. She even said, we think there's evidence of coercion, but we've got no, we think that she's been coerced by a parent, but we've got no evidence. Well, that means there isn't anything then, is there, love? There was nowhere. I was supporting my daughter on whatever she wanted to do. She didn't want to do it. She never wanted to do anything like that. So what did this doctor do? And my daughter even got a copy of the letter. She said, can we involve social services or the police to get her to come back, to persuade her to come back? There's coercion right there. These people are gangsters, total gangsters. My daughter's nearly 23. Anyway, all of the symptoms she went in with, most of them have gone. She's left with a couple of symptoms that we keep addressing. She lost amazing amounts of weight. She's doing the Gerson therapy. She's doing hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which forces oxygen into the cells. That's what it does. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. She's had some incredibly high temperatures that only last for a few hours. Then they go. She's wiped out. And then the next day, she's great. Now, lymphoma patients, they just get all these night sweats. She never had any of those symptoms. She didn't. If you have a load of markers for a disease, she had a couple of the markers, that was it. But they could have been. And when we actually got the histology report, when she wrote to get everything from the hospital, which they wouldn't give us, they didn't have a diagnosis exact. It could have been quite a few things. When the blood results, we keep having her bloods checked. The therapist that we've got, who's been on the show, Catherine Alexander, said she was so excited when she got the bloods. Anyway, onwards and upwards, my daughter is doing well. It's incredible to watch. Everything is healing. She's changing so much in so many ways. And she is not doing the full therapy yet because we've got to get her weight right back up. She's put on 5 pounds in the last 2 weeks, which is a great thing. Her appetite's back. None of those symptoms that they said are lymphoma, none. She's not having any of those. But, you know, she's doing 8 juices. She's doing the Gerson food. She's doing loads of supplements, hyperbaric, B17. We've had all about vitamin B17 on the show. And, yeah, she does well. So, look, let's just talk about something for a minute. What does modern medicine do when you get sick? When you get sick, if you get a temperature, what's the first thing most people do? They reach for paracetamol. They reach for Tylenol. Stop it. Your body puts your temperature up in an attempt to kill whatever's going on. And that's why when you get the flu, you get these really high temperatures. Then all of a sudden you wake up and you're covered in sweat, wet through. That's when your body has done its job. So it now makes you sweat so that your latent heat in the surroundings generates latent heat in an attempt to evaporate that sweat, drawing heat from the surroundings to cool you down. That's how your fridge works. Now, one of the doctors who Dr. Gerson was working with, Professor Lambert, came up with the following conclusion. In tissue culture, the cancer cell will be damaged by a temperature of 39 degrees centigrade and dies at 42 degrees centigrade. The normal cell will be damaged at 43 degrees centigrade and dies at 46 to 47 degrees centigrade. I've never seen patients get that, apart from one that had a temperature who had, I think it was a thing that they had to test all the family for then, that when they give them certain anesthetic drugs, they have this malignant hyperpyrexia where the body keeps going up and up and up, but it was because of the drugs. So cancer patients typically have a really low grade temperature that just goes on all day. It doesn't do very much. I can tell you, my daughter ranked up a couple of temperatures over 40, and was a little bit delirious. And then we managed those symptoms, didn't give her anything. And then at about 4 hours, it broke. That happened after midnight. Don't forget, all your healing happens after midnight. You guys, you need to be in bed. Go to bed at 9 a.m., get up at 9 p.m., get up at 5 a.m., or go to bed at 10, get up at 6 p.m. You need to be in bed before midnight because that's when your healing occurs. Very few children have a febrile convulsion. Very few children. And if you Google it right now everywhere, it will tell you that they're not serious. There's only the tiny percent that are serious. Never tepid sponge your child. Strip them off. Give them a cool drink. Always seek medical attention if you're concerned. That's what they'll tell you to do. Well, what would have happened? What do they do in the hospital when the patient gets even a slight temperature? They give them a drug to stop the temperature, to paracetamol. Do you see? It's not conducive to healing. It's suppressing. When you give steroids, you keep giving steroids. They don't do anything. They inhibit the body's ability to heal. And the more doses you give them, you're just stopping what the body does naturally. It has to inflame as well to heal. So Dr. Max Gerson, he showed that I did it 13 juices a day. I did 5 coffee enemas a day. And he was curing patients. And there were, you know, they call him a quack and he really wasn't. His book is full of his experiments, the x-rays of people. Now, going back to Dr. Ulrich Williams, what happened was he was a party boy, partying, doing all kinds of terrible things, wine, women and song, rushing his patients through surgery to get on the golf course. And then a voice said to him, "Are you not ashamed of yourself?" And he stopped. He said it was the voice of God. He set up healing centers and they then, you know, tried to discredit him. And what did he use? He used real food. He got the patients to get out of bed in the morning and he said, stop looking at the world as bad. You've got to look at it as good. So folks, this is what you're going to do this week. You're having your celery juice every morning on an empty stomach. You can pop a lemon in it if you don't like it. You're going to get outside and you're going to stand on the earth even for 5 minutes. Star jumps. If you can't do star jumps, just march for 5 minutes. You're going to do star jumps for 15 minutes until you have to stop. If you can only do 2 minutes, then you have to walk it out, or 30 seconds. That's absolutely fine, or skip. But you do it till your body recovers, you walk it out, and then you start again. And that's your interval training right there. Then you're going to have a liter of juice every day, carrot and apple. If you're diabetic, type 1 or type 2, miss out the apple, carrot juice, a liter of carrot juice. My daughter has, I think, 3 kilos a day of carrots. Make sure they're organic. You don't need to peel them. Shove them in a juicer. You're going to have a liter a day. You can either make it fresh or put it in a flask, drink it over 2 to 3 hours. There's your advice for the week. Your health is going to improve. So is your eyesight. Next week, we're going to come back with even more and some guests. I love you all. Email me, Kate Shimarani at tntradio.live. You're listening to the best station ever, kateshimarani.com. I'm proud to be with TNT.